believe for finances coming in over and above our salary or whatever income you might have, that there is a supernatural provision that's waiting for us.
God's promises surpass those of this natural world. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's today as they discuss how to thrive in God's supernatural provision that is laid up for the believer. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back talking to us about how to continue to prosper down here in this life. Amen.
That's right.
We got that wrapped up. But this life, we can prosper.
That's right. We can. We can prosper right here, right now, because as Jesus is, so are we in this world.
That's right.
And He ain't poor.
No, He's not.
He's doing quite well. He's healed. He's whole. He's well. And so are we.
That's right.
And we're getting more healed, more well, more whole and more prosperous every day.
And we appreciate this word you're giving us this week.
Well, Gloria, it's great to be with you on the broadcast again. And this is our second week. We're talking about supernatural provision. Supernatural provision.
I know that's right.
And once again,
here's something I learned from experience.
Stand by.
It doesn't matter where you start. Ask me how I know.
Okay.
Because we started without anything and in debt. Born again, filled with the Spirit.
Yep.
Got on the Word of God, and we've prospered ever since.
That's the formula right there, isn't it?
That's it. Let's go home. We did it.
Thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. You got everything you need to know right then.
Man, it works.
Oh, but Gloria, we need to renew our minds in these
things. Yes.
And that's what I'm doing with this supernatural provision is just studying and renewing my mind and helping you to renew your mind. That's why we have all of these notes available to you, all of the outlines. Really, Gloria, all of the outlines for every one of the 165 broadcasts that we've done. This is broadcast 166, excuse me. And all of those notes are available on KCM.org. Go to the website, click on to the picture of Glory and Me. It'll take you right to all of the notes that we're teaching on this broadcast. And we want your supernatural provision testimonies.
Oh, yes, that's right.
We want to know what God is doing in your life, the unusual things, the amazing
beyond the norm things
that God is doing. And let me just read a couple of quotes from last week's broadcast, then we'll pick up on what we're talking about this week, today. And I've got this one, Gloria, I'm just reading from my notes from last week. Supernatural provision is an unlimited and overwhelming supply that comes from above. It is the kind of provision available to all believers, especially when the situation, the job market, the paycheck, the economy, or others are saying, it's not humanly possible. It cannot be done.
That's right.
It can be done. Supernatural provision will unfix any fixed income. Supernatural provision. The Lord has ways to provide for us that we've never even considered before. We really should take the time to sit and just meditate on all of the ways that the Lord wants to provide for us.
Provision.
As a matter of fact, if you go to the website, print out the notes. Included in the notes are these two pages. I did a study one time on 21 ways that God supplies 191 scriptures. And I was doing this when Terry and I were believing God for a house. We had just sown a house. We were believing God for a house. And I got determined to know how God provides. So I found 191 scriptures of various ways that God provides. Yeah, here, that's for you.
Look, you have those are yours. To ask, and there you receive.
Bill Winston said this. He said, the supernatural takes us past the impossible, through the unbelievable, into the ridiculous, as God is bringing you into this supernatural, He's bringing you into the place where the supernatural is no longer an option, but it's going to be a requirement. It's going to be a requirement for us in these times that we are in.
It's true,
to trust God in the supernatural
Funny
realm.
You should mention that. I was reading a book yesterday.
What were you reading?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh.
But it was about the decline of the dollar.
The decline of the dollar. Oh. So we know we need to know how to operate.
So we, but it's, I mean, there's always been financial problems.
Yeah.
And if it'll, the Word of God will overcome every situation.
Yes.
So whatever is out there, whatever's coming, whatever's before us, for the tither and the sower, we're going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right for the tither and sower, because we're not depending on this world's financial status.
That's right.
We are connected. Our tithe and our sowing and our faith.
Yes.
It's not enough to just tithe and sow. You got to believe God
You've got
for
to believe God
for the return.
For it. Yep.
But that connects us to heaven. Heaven never knows a recession. It never has a gold problem.
No.
I've forgotten the word they use. It never has the dollar decline.
Right.
And so when our sowing and our giving and our tithing connects us to an entirely different system than I was reading about in that book. On the it was on the decline of the dollar.
Yeah.
Entirely different system.
Right.
Glory to God.
That's what we are living in.
And that system, this one's never going to fail. It
no,
never
that's right.
fails.
That's right. And the Lord is wanting us to tap into everything that He has available to us, even though those tough times are ahead. Everything is going to be all right in the household of faith.
That's right.
Those who will stand on the Word and believe God, and believe for the supernatural, believe for the miraculous, believe for the unusual, believe for finances coming in over and above our salary or whatever income you might have, that there is a supernatural provision that's waiting for us to tap into it. And we cannot be backward in thinking about that. We need to enlarge our capacity to receive the supernatural that God has for us.
You know, let me just say it this way. You know, healing is the will of God.
Yes.
Jesus Himself bore our sicknesses, carried our diseases. That's the will of God.
Yes.
But unless we find that out in the Word and we lay hold of
it,
we will do without supernatural healing.
That's right.
And that's the same thing with our money. Unless we find out what's in the Word, sowing, tithing, believe God on the finances in the Word, we'll live like the world lives financially.
Exactly.
So we are Word people.
We are Word people.
And we have scriptures that tell us we're going to prosper all the time.
That's right.
We're tithers and sowers.
That's right.
That's the key to it.
You know, I believe the Word, and I believe the Word of the Prophet.
Amen.
And the Word of the Prophet came to us at the Southwest Believers Convention. We have already entered the supernatural environment that God has been looking for all these years.
Praise God.
And you mentioned the other day when I read this on the broadcast, we have already entered into the supernatural environment that God has been looking for all of these years. He's been looking for a people who will believe Him.
That's right.
And receive from Him. And so some of the things that we talked about last week, we talked about God being our supernatural provider.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about tithing and sowing and supernatural provision, how you were just saying how important it is. And it just seems like, Gloria, when you and I talk on this broadcast, tithing and sowing is a recurring theme that just keeps coming up. You have to be a tither. You have to be a sower if you want to enter into the supernatural. Don't break, as you said the other day, don't break the circle. The circle of supernatural provision, which is tithing, sowing, reaping.
Did I say
that? Tithing, sowing, reaping. Tithing, sowing, reaping. Don't break that circle. Don't break the circle. We spent a couple of days last week talking about Old Testament examples of supernatural provision. And I have here in our notes today some examples of supernatural provision in the New Testament. And the way that I want to approach this, there's so many of them, Gloria, that we might not get to all of them, but that's why you need to get the notes. These would be very helpful for you if you're teaching a Bible class, mm-hmm. if you are, for instance, we have this week a testimony that we're showing from a prison minister that takes our notes into the prisons
Praise
and teaches
God.
Prisoners how to prosper.
Praise God.
And
Isn't
we'll have that.
Great?
We'll have that this week.
Hallelujah.
And so we're looking, though, today, and the reason why I've been studying the Old Testament and the New Testament about this supernatural provision, and honestly, Gloria, I've been not just supernatural provision, but I've been studying the supernatural in the Bible. I've been reading through the book of Acts and looking at all of the demonstrations of the supernatural that took place. With supernatural provision, we have, now let's look at this one, Matthew 17 and in verse 24, and we'll just go through as many as we can today.
Good.
And then you
great.
Get the notes and you pick up on the ones that we didn't cover. So that's your assignment. In Matthew 17, 24, when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money, tax money, came to Peter and said, "Does not your master pay tribute?" He said, "Yes." And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, "What do you think, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers?" And Peter said unto them, "Of strangers." And Jesus said unto him, "Then the children are free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go to the sea, cast a hook, take up the fish that first comes up. And when you've opened his mouth, you shall find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me,"
right.
for you and me. So Jesus supernaturally paid taxes from the mouth of a fish.
That's right.
That is supernatural.
I believe that.
I read this, Gloria, and I was thinking to myself, how do we apply this in a present day situation? Lord, show me how to apply this. Well, Jesus told Peter to go down to the shore, the first fish. And you start thinking about how supernatural that was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, up in Arkansas, when we go up to Arkansas to the prayer cabin, it may be a summer afternoon and we're sitting on the back porch and we're looking out over the pond.
Yeah.
The catfish are out there and they're huge.
Yeah.
They're huge. They're just idly swimming by the
That's
house.
Those white amurs, the moss eaters.
They are.
In the lake up for us.
They do a good job too.
Yeah.
And one day I decided to go down and I thought, I'm going to catch one with my hand.
Oh, George.
I just
Some
thought.
Some of them are this big.
I know, they're huge. So I went down there. I rolled up my sleeve.
You've seen too many movies.
I stuck my hand.
Cowboy movies.
Well, you know, I've watched those shows before. I forget what they call it. Maybe somebody here knows where they, guys go into, what is it?
Doodling?
Noodling. And they go into the water.
You're good at doodling.
And they stick their
you.
They stick their hands in these underwater coves and so forth and pull out catfish.
Not me.
Well, I didn't do that, but I went down there and I reached down, and when I reached down into the water, they fled. They scattered. They went in all kinds of directions. Jesus said, "Go to the first fish." This fish came up to him and he reached down and pulled him out of the water. This was a total supernatural act. It reminds me of the time, and you know, we're just talking about how God has unusual ways to get it to you. If you are facing a tax situation today, read this scripture. He will show you where your tax money is going to come from. Jesus will pay your taxes. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And everything else you need.
And everything else you need. And I remember, I've told this before, Gloria, again, we were up in Arkansas and we had the kids with us. And we went jet skiing on the water. We got finished. We were coming in, pulling the jet skis in from the lake that's up there. And Jeremy, standing out in the water, he was about knee deep in water. He bent over, reached his hand into the water, pulled up his hand and pulled out money.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, where was that?
This is up in Arkansas. This is the lake that's up in Arkansas, big lake up there.
The big lake.
And there was a $20 bill. And we all gathered around him and said, "Look at that." A $20 bill was laying on the under the water.
Well, Return's got to come from somewhere.
And so Jeremy, we had two cars with us. He had to go back for something. We kept Aubrey and her friend with us. So Jeremy and his friend went back. They got in the car. They're driving home. They stopped to get gas. It's a 5-hour drive from your place up there to ours. He got out and his credit card wouldn't work. He didn't have any cash except the $20 bill that he pulled out of the water.
Is that right, George?
That $20 bill got him home.
That is a great testimony, isn't it? In the lake.
Supernatural.
Supernatural.
That is supernatural provision. And folks, I'm expecting supernatural provision to come to me every day. In the Word of God, it talks about how He daily loads us with benefits. Every day, I am expecting supernatural provision.
Well, that was supernatural.
And there's a scripture in line with this, Isaiah 45:3, in the Message, I will lead you to buried treasures, secret caches of valuables, confirmations that it is, in fact, I, God, who calls you by name.
What a scripture.
That one is right there.
I receive it.
And it's He'll find that for us. So that's one way of supernatural provision. Let's go to another one. I'm going to skip down here to this one in the book of Luke. Turn to Luke chapter 5. This, again, we're talking about fish, but Jesus was dealing with what He had available to Him at the time.
I read about a story last year before.
Yeah.
If I've got it, I hope I have the details right. This woman was digging in her backyard.
Yeah.
Do you remember this story?
No.
And she found hordes of money, dollars, the paper money.
Yeah.
They figured out then that a bank robber had buried his money in her yard. And they don't know how long ago it was.
Yes.
But she found it in her yard.
Gloria.
Isn't that cool? That's hidden treasures.
Those are hidden treasures for sure. And you know what? That happens to me all the time.
Oh yeah, I like that. I receive that.
You should be saying that too.
We find all the time
lead you to buried treasure, secret caches of valuable confirmations that I, God, call you by name.
That is Isaiah 45:3 in the Message. That's cool.
Yep.
I like that.
Yep.
I receive it.
Gloria, they just showed us the 5-minute mark and we've got
what
so
happened?
Much. I don't know what happened. We've just been talking along here.
I think it's Sir Clark.
Can I just read a couple of these to them?
Can
let me do
it.
That. let me just read these to you. In Mark 11, we find that the Lord had need of a donkey, transportation.
Yeah.
So He got transportation, supernatural transportation. If you need a car, believe God for a supernatural car.
Yeah, and car, not a donkey.
Not a donkey. We don't need donkeys. We need cars. And the scripture that I found for that one, Isaiah 51, it says, everyone that thirsts, come to the waters. He that has no money, come and buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price.
That's good.
Supernatural.
Supernatural.
We were about to read this, but we're running short on time. The supernatural, the great catch of fish. When Jesus preached on Peter's boat and then said, throw out the nets for a catch. What Jesus was doing was providing an instant harvest for the use of His boat. And they got here a net-breaking, boat-sinking load of fish. And Gloria, the Lord showed me a couple of things about that as I meditated on it. They were toiling, it said, to catch fish that night. The fish market was down at that time. And they were really running into a very tough place in their business. And Jesus came into their business and He told them what to do and He prevented them from entering bankruptcy. I mean, these are all things that I was getting as I was meditating on this scripture. He gave them such a catch of fish that it said their partners were beckoned and they had to fill both ships and they began to sink. There was that day on the Galilee, the fish market exploded.
It did.
It exploded. And as I said, Peter's business was on the verge of bankruptcy. And Jesus wanted to have Peter come join Him. So He made absolutely sure that their family was going
to
thrive.
That's right, George. That's right.
I mean,
this is all
supernatural.
That's good.
Look at the second page. They've given me 3 minutes here, but I believe we can do it because we have supernatural acceleration. When Jesus turned the water into wine, he turned 180 gallons of water into wine. And I'll just read to you what Bill Winston said about this. He supernaturally jumped the natural steps and dominated the time constraints of producing wine. What does it take to produce wine? You've got to plant the seed. You've got to wait 9 months for the vine to grow, to harvest the grapes, mash the grapes, let the wine ferment, and the longer the time, the better the wine. Jesus supernaturally jumped over time and produced 180 gallons of the best wine.
Right.
Now, when I was listening to Bill Winston, when he said in verse 10, you've kept the best wine until now, 2 minutes. Okay, I see that. He said, Bill Winston did some research on this. He researched that the best bottle of wine would cost $320,000.
No kidding.
That's what a bottle of wine fermenting for 200 years would cost. Jesus produced the best. Now, Pastor Bill said the guests couldn't possibly drink it all. It was a wedding gift from Jesus.
Wow.
It was a wedding gift to the wedding couple from Jesus. And Pastor Bill said that they could sell it and they would not have to work for their first year or maybe beyond.
Well, what a thought.
I had never thought about that before.
Oh, no, that's interesting.
I laughed out loud when I was listening, and we're offering the Supernatural Church as a series by Bill Winston.
You were going to offer him some wine. We can't do that, George.
We can't do that.
When he said that,
and then he brought out the scripture in Genesis 1:28 that part of the blessing is to replenish the earth. Mm-hmm. If it runs out, fill it back up. And then it said this was the beginning of miracles.
That is an important scripture.
This was the beginning of miracles, a supernatural intervention in the ordinary course of events. You've got to believe for the supernatural. You've got to believe for miracles. Just like Keith Moore and Jeremy were on the broadcast not too long ago, faith for miracles. We've got to have faith for miracles. Let me read the last one here. I've got 30 seconds left now. Supernatural distribution. Jesus fed the 5,000. It looked impossible. They didn't have the finances. They didn't have the place to go buy money. So they had to have a supernatural distribution of the fish and the loaves. 20,000 people were fed that day by the multiplication of the fish and loaves. Now, let me read this last word to you. I know we have barely seconds left, but this is a word, Gloria. I had lost this word. I've been looking for it, and I finally found it the other day. This was a word from Brother Copeland, November 19th of 2005. And listen to this. I've been looking and looking for this one. He said to us, to the body of Christ, you are going to be the ones that God uses to supernaturally feed the lost when disasters come. Only, it is not going to be like it was in the past. In many cases, you're not even going to have to need the trucks and the airplanes. In a lot of cases, you're just going to have to take one little meal and divide it and divide it and divide it. That is supernatural.
George, that's great. I don't remember that word.
I found
Praise
that word.
God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Ooh-wee. George and I'll be right back.
God has awesome ways and unlimited avenues of supply that supersede all natural limitations. They're all part of His supernatural provision for you. The Supernatural Provision Package includes a 10-part series with Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's. Enlarge your capacity to believe and begin receiving on a higher level than you ever thought possible. Also included are two bonus CDs by Pastor George that will take you higher in your understanding of the Word and help you access God's unlimited storehouse. The study notes of all 10 sessions are great for teaching small groups or for your personal Bible study. Then get ready to go to the next level with the Supernatural Church CD series by Pastor Bill Winston, a dynamic teaching that tells you the exceeding abundance that's available to you now. When you purchase your package, you'll also receive the Supernatural Provision Confession Card free. Tap into God's unlimited storehouse, take the limits off, and live in the realm of God's superabundance. Live in the realm of God's superabundance. Order the Supernatural Provision Package for only $39.99 and discover the unlimited ways God can provide all your needs. Log on to kcm.org/TV special or call toll-free 800-600-7395 and request your package today. Receive the supernatural abundance that only God can supply. For an additional 10% off, order the Supernatural Provision Package online.
Our product offer today, you're going to like this, the Supernatural Provision Package.
Praise
George,
God.
You tell us about it.
Gloria, I am challenging the people. I'm challenging you to take the supernatural challenge.
Yeah.
We put together this. This has been specifically put together for you. The notes, all of the notes, even things that we've not been able to cover on the broadcast are in the outline notebook for Supernatural Provision by Gloria and myself. Yes, ma'am. And then the DVDs or CDs of these, this series, as well as two that I taught at church about supernatural provision. You got to do this to renew your mind. And Bill Winston's The Supernatural Church. I've listened to this over and over, and I'm still listening to it.
I want that pack.
These are my book of notes that I have written down. I would listen to him preach a sentence and then write it down. Preach a sentence and write it down. Listen to what he said. If you put things off in time and are looking through the veil of time and the natural progression of time, then you can't operate in the supernatural.
Oh,
because the supernatural only operates by faith.
Yeah.
And faith is a higher law than time.
Mm.
We're going to tell time what to do. Faith will dictate the time rather than natural progression. Time can be a very cruel taskmaster. You're waiting on a job. Well, make one. We must elevate our thinking if we're going to operate in the supernatural. Miracles are now, not tomorrow. That's just a taste of what Bill Winston said on this. And then there's a confession card, declaration of the supernatural provision in your life. This package, I'm listening to it myself because I want my mind renewed to the supernatural.
We cannot let time tell us what to do.
Cannot let time tell us what to do.
George, you want to pray for the people or
yes,
do you want me to? Okay.
Absolutely. I'll pray for them.
Let's pray for their prosperity and finances.
As a matter of fact, Gloria, I'll do this.
Pray for insight into these things.
I'm going to declare the confession over them.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus, you are thriving and not surviving.
Yes.
You are flourishing and not failing. You believe and you receive supernatural provision today, an unlimited, overwhelming supply that comes from above. Provision is coming to you from a higher place, in a higher way, from God's riches and glory. You are not limited to the natural world. Expect God to provide. Expect all things that are possible. Your mind is being renewed to a supernatural provision because He is your supernatural provider. In Jesus' name, I declare that over you.
Yeah, I take it. No lack.
No lack.
Glory to God.
No lack. No lack.
You don't want to miss any of these broadcasts, so join us for day 7 of Supernatural Wealth Transfer. That means
Here it comes.
Hallelujah. This is Gloria and George reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And I'm saying this right now by faith. I am believing God.
That just proves that God wants you to prosper.
That's right.